Fuck. It's been a long fucking week, dude.
Bam.
Oh. It smells like a beer.
But I still smell the pineapple.
Oh, it smells like beer?
It is a beer, technically.
It's a
beer with pineapple. Get the shit out of my face.
Alright, we're good with that now.
Alright, welcome back to Mayhem, Misdemeanors, and Debauchery. Here with Big John.
Damn.
Wow, that's good.
That's good.
And Justin. Ooh. They're not going to say anything.
Oh, dude, we're enjoying these fucking drinks.
Oh, yeah, fine, wonderful. We were supposed to have Holly, but she decided to be a bitch and not fucking join.
Yeah.
Kind of made me mad. Owl-looking ass.
I think it made a lot of people mad, honestly.
It made a lot of people mad. We're all pissed.
I was going to Dr. Phil the shit out of this fucking show. You know.
You good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
Yeah, I had questions at the ass ready for this motherfucking
question
thing.
Question out the wazoo for her. What's...
Question number one, is there going to be a round two in 18 years? Jace puts her up in a fucking guillotine choke.
It's a Japanese anime. Jace comes back with the vengeance and then just breaks both of her legs.
Jace becomes Scorpion.
Yeah.
You know, get over here!
Alright. Holy shit, so our topic was supposed to be about Oh Girl, but we decided to talk about something else for now.
So, yeah, we didn't have anything else, so we're going by some of the poll shit and
going off the poll.
Well, Justin goes off the poll more than anybody here, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
So, but what was it? The first few we really couldn't think of like anything life changing. So we're gonna go with like the UFOs and Bigfoot and the fucking
time travel.
Hitler, apparently. I guess Hitler was a time traveler.
Time traveling Hitler.
Look at this fucking shit. No one wants to see your face, Scott. Get the fuck out of there.
You're a saint, John Corey Emily says, for looking after a piece of shit Justin and Chase.
I'm single, too. Call me. Hey, man, you gotta advertise where possible, all right? You gotta advertise.
Richie said piece of shit Justin.
Wow.
Because he already knows. Alright, so, time travel. I got a fucking question for you. Time travel. What would you guys do if you time traveled back to when Hitler was a little baby? Little 10-year-old Hitler playing with his balls going,
so are you saying, hold on, I see what you're getting ready to do.
Yeah, and you had the chance to fucking kill him. He hasn't done anything wrong yet, but you have the chance to kill him.
I'm punting him in a river just to see if I can't punt a baby. Alright.
He's like, if one baby deserves it, it's gonna be baby
I'm not
Hitler.
Doing it because it's Hitler. I'm doing it for scientific reasons. I want to see how far a baby will go if punted.
Yeah.
So, just boom! 50 yards? Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay?
What about you, Justin? Little baby Hitler. Would you kill a baby? Mr. Pro-Life over here. Would you do it?
God.
Ashtray.
Hey, that's a question for you guys.
That's a terrible question because it's like... You know what's going to happen, and you know that his what he did led to other babies dying.
It is a doozy.
So it's like...
I got a better one.
What's up?
You can only go to two spots. Do you save 9/11, or do you kill Hitler?
Oh, God. Oh! That's terrible.
Damn! Scott's like, no, I can't handle it.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Deuce. Do you
stop 9/11 or
do you stop 9/11 or do you stop Hitler?
Ain't that a fucking...
I mean, the thing is, you gotta think about, okay, so...
Oh, fuck.
If you stop 9/11,
yeah.
That means one...
Brennan said Holly would know how far a baby goes.
Damn, dude.
It's probably, if you stop 9/11, it's just gonna happen anyways. They're gonna do it again somewhere else. It's gonna be a different target.
Don't draw on me.
Or,
ass.
But if you stop Hitler, would we make it out of the Depression?
Give me some tattoos, Jace.
I mean, that's the bigger thoughts. Like, okay, World War II literally got the United States out of the Great Depression.
Oh, then again, you also got that psychopath Stalin and Mussolini coming up, too. You know?
Yeah, but Stalin was technically...
Stalin!
If you want to... It probably still would have been going, but...
Look at this. Would you, motherfucker?
Mommy!
These are the questions we come up with. What the fuck? Yeah. Dude, Jason. Hell yeah. Hey, Jace. Yo mama.
Yo mama, he said.
No?
What we got here?
Oh, God. You just flung cram.
Emily with the savagery.
What'd you say?
Oh, you probably don't know.
Yeah. Oh, me?
No, not me.
Oh. Damn, did I get shot down already?
No, Richie said, Justin, you should mop that fucking hair off your head, you fucking hippie-looking ass.
Donating it. It's worthwhile.
You keep saying it, but you're
it
still...
It has to be a certain length.
Alright, man.
You can't, dude, you cannot, can't pull off this length.
You cannot donate.
You can't pull off the bald head.
Well, I'm not going to pull
off the bald head.
I got a fucking bald head.
I'm gonna go with the fucking high and tight probably, but...
High and tight.
Yeah.
I'm like your mom. Alright, so do you guys believe in aliens? How about that?
Oh,
do you believe
in aliens? Yeah, we can't be the only thing. We can't. It's impossible.
What about you?
I want to say no.
One guy on History Channel.
Aliens. That guy, I'd like to fucking kick in the face.
Fucking...
Fuck that guy. I don't know why. He's got that face that you want to fucking punch. I think it's the hair, dude.
It looks like he's sunburnt in the face on that
all
fucking
the time.
Picture. And, like... there's so many...
No, dude, I still want to go to the timeline. All right. If you had a time travel to one specific point in history, where would you go?
If I had to?
Anywhere. Any time. I know where I'd go.
Well, start off. Come on.
I'm going. Trump. 2018 election, just to see him win again.
You mean 2016?
2016, goddamn, dude, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Felt like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's see him win again. What about you, Chief? Because I'm trying to think. That is a glorious moment. I remember waking up and getting the text message. It was great. And all the tears flowing.
Oh. Look at this fucking dude. From this way, his mustache looks like it's growing in. It's
I'd
up.
Probably, I'd probably, well, yeah, man. Look. It's all slowly starting to come in.
Look at that fucking turkey.
Look at him.
No, I'd probably say the whole email scandal. Let's prove
what?
The fucking liberals wrong. The email scandal.
Oh.
The whole Benghazi shit. All that. Let's make sure
back
that,
to that?
Let's make sure that bitch gets arrested. Let's make sure she can't delete any of the emails. Let's prove all the people wrong.
You would go back in time to that point. How would you do things different to have that happen?
Yeah.
Go back in time?
Yes.
I don't still
figure out the
way.
Same
we already know. We already know that the emails were lost. So go back to a point beforehand. Get enough people to be warned that it's going to happen.
Everyone knew about the Clintons for a very long time.
Right.
They're untouchable because they have a lot of money. That's
go back beforehand.
What the fuck?
Go back beforehand.
Jesus,
take their money.
Back. I would go back to see Jesus Christ.
Well, I was going to say the Jesus thing to make sure if it was real or not.
King George in the fucking nuts during the Revolutionary War. No, he'd go back and fucking yell at Hillary Clinton.
Oh, no, better yet. Either go back to the fucking... Wait, what's she saying? Hey, what's with your sisters roasting you all day, dude?
Well, who cares?
Jace, look at him. Say hi. Say hi. Wait.
They need to be busy studying and working on their nursing and shit.
Jace says hi.
Don't touch it. No, yeah, no, the Trump one was pretty fucking funny, but,
I'd either go back to the signing of the Declaration, which was...
That'd be pretty cool.
It was actually, like, wasn't it 2 days prior? It wasn't the 4th of July, it was, like, the 2nd,
yeah.
And then, like...
The last name hit the 4th.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody was
just
there.
Just to see how it was, I would actually get to see how the Founding Fathers looked in real life and acted...
You know, Ben Franklin was a pimp, right?
Yeah.
He was like, dude, he was...
Well, they were talking about what was the Charlotte?
Our
well, they made the jokes
like
on Futurama.
Too. It was awesome.
He's like, oh, you mean... Yeah, he's in Charlotte right now. And it's like, well, wait, he's... yeah, and he's like...
Probably with the mistresses.
Yeah.
Something stupid. Yeah, you're contributing a lot to this conversation, Chase. Good God. All right.
The UFOs, I don't know. Dude, I'm still up in the air about UFOs.
I believe they're out there.
Like...
I'm saying it.
There's too many fucking people that sit there and say they've seen it,
and this
it being bullshit.
And this is coming from a Christian, dude. I believe there is a life out there. I believe there's other life out there. Yeah,
That's Twilight. I was going.
I mean, you got to think. There's no way. There's no way that out of everything that exists, everything that's out there, it's even beyond anybody else's fucking possible thinking, that we're the only things. One planet that has every kind of life form you can think of, minus what the aliens that are out in fucking distant fucking universes out there. And there's no way.
Uh-oh.
Holly. Wait, hold up.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Hold on.
What?
Tag friends when they appear.
Who's that?
So, face recognition, I guess I just noticed.
No, don't fucking tag, yeah. That's how they get you right there. That's how they fucking get you.
That's how they fucking get you.
Oh my fuck. What are you doing, Scott?
To be in broadcast, I guess, to prove?
Yeah.
Who?
Alright, sure.
Who's wanting that?
Oh, we could bring him on camera. That see
who?
This? Richie.
Yeah, dude. Oh, fuck, dude. I didn't know that.
Dude, I told you we could do it.
Stop.
Hell yeah.
Put him back in there, bud.
Richie, I don't think I ever met this fucking guy yet.
No.
Sam's stepdad.
Alright, yeah, I still ain't ever met him.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with this.
Oh!
Hey!
Look at this. Look at that fucking
it's Richie!
Yeah.
He's a manly man.
He has like tattoos all over his hands, son. He's cool.
Dude, if he's going to the bathroom and taking a shit and recording.
He's bringing it! He's gonna bring it to the bathroom and just show a big old piece of shit in the toilet. Like, hey, guys, look at this!
He's gonna ruin our...
Hey, it will happen. Give me like 2 years, and that's when it'll happen.
You can't
it'll come
that.
In. I ain't 30 yet.
You can't talk shit. You've been growing that motherfucker out for 3 years now.
Yeah.
I have something. At least say that. I got something going on.
You gotta think. This has only been going for like 2 months.
This podcast is brought to you by lack of puberty. All right.
This
we can't.
Is to
we
you
can't
by
grow
beard.
Beards.
Men have them.
We don't.
Truckcore doesn't.
I got a little bit of that. I cleaned up the sides today.
Okay, I'm fucking up the camera.
Killed the fucking top. Huh? Oh, Richie froze. Oh, there he is.
What's up?
What's up?
What's going on?
It was supposed to be Holly. He said he can barely hear us now because of the dual live feed.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's freezing up the other one.
Yeah, all his is.
Dean just joined.
Dino!
You look like you're cut off, dude.
Yeah, this is, back it out, because it's fucking with our stream.
Okay.
Well, at least we know we can do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it, but... like,
well, it's have to make sure they're running off of, like, perfect data connection, or they're running off of, like,
just don't touch
Wi-Fi. Anymore.
Don't even fucking worry about it now. So...
Alright.
But, fuck, where were we for that?
Jesus
fucking...
Christ, there was a bunch of, like, dead space sound here. Fuck, we gotta
continue. It wasn't dead space, it was just more or less chatter.
Yeah. But what were we? We were off of,
still on UFOs, I guess.
Yeah, UFOs.
Until fucking Richie. I'm gonna talk to shit this guy, he's like, I'm gonna fucking come over here and kill that fat fuck, that's what he's saying. I don't know,
he's
probably
on his way.
Serial killer.
Okay.
A fucking machete and everything. but UFOs, yeah. Like I said, I'm more than fucking seeing is believing shit. But dumbass me still thinks there's ghosts out there. But I've never seen a ghost, so it doesn't really make sense.
I believe in ghosts.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, I did not there for a while. Up until the point that I've had a few things.
Yeah,
okay, so one of them. Was not too long after my dad had passed.
Yeah.
Jace was a little baby still, kind of.
Little baby boy.
And I had him over, and my dad had just passed away probably a month before this. Maybe 2 months, give or take. I'm in my room.
Little baby.
And all of a sudden, I was talking about my dad in like a video or something. And I think I was actually talking, I think I was on Xbox with Scott and maybe you or somebody. I was sitting there talking about my dad about something. And then next thing I know, I look over at Jace and I'm like recording him. And then he's just staring at my door.
Yeah.
Like hardcore, just like mouth open, doing one of these. And then I'm like, like snap, trying to, hey, what's going on? You know, and I'm trying to get him to like look over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is
a drumstick?
I don't know what the fuck that is. Here.
What's up?
It looks like it could have been one
said,
at some point.
Richie's like, I heard that.
But, yeah, then he just kept staring. And I'm like, dude, what's going on? He's just like nonstop looking at this door. And I'm like I put my hand on him, moving him around. I'm like, what? He just continuously stares. Like, won't break contact, none of this. And then he like looks up. And he's looking up at the top of the door. And then he finally looks at me. And then he starts smiling. And he's all back to normal. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, I had no idea what was going on.
Andrea Michelle.
That's
Andrea Mann.
Yeah, that's the Andrea that he.
She's the one that's dating Johnny Kless now.
See, I knew her on Facebook and probably school at some point, but.
Dude, no, all right, you were fuck. Y'all didn't come over to old. There's only one time we had this fucking. I had one, I think, but it could have been anything because we were drunk and stoned all at the same time.
It's me and Billy. Smoking dope, drinking beers, at
beers,
the same
beers,
damn
beers.
Time.
And so for some reason his couch was flipped around up towards his wall, so it's like you know how it is here.
Uh-huh.
He flipped around, but the back was facing the TV for some reason. I don't fucking know why.
This is for you, man.
And we were still drinking. Everyone else was going to bed. Richard and Richard was dating this fat chick back then.
Oh,
and they had gone to bed. And I think Kim wasn't even living with him at the time.
Right.
So, and we're sitting there thinking.
What, that house?
The apartment.
Yep.
No, not that apartment. There's another one down there off towards Missouri Avenue.
Okay.
So, Richard used to buy stupid shit, man. Like, he'd buy shit from, like, antique stores. He bought, like, he had a thing with cocks, dude. Not, like, dick, but, like, roosters. hung them up in his house. Fucking, I don't know. It's a Mexican thing, I guess.
Richard, you're fucked in the head.
He is fucked in the head. So, he bought this rocking chair, dude. And I didn't like this fucking rocking chair. Maybe it was because it was fat guy friendly, but it was like this.
What?
I don't know, it's like an Amish-made rocking chair. It sat down like this.
Yeah.
There's the chair, there's the seat, there's the back, and the legs. It didn't have legs. It went like this.
Oh, I see.
It was all, like, built into one.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a netting and shit. Like,
yeah,
it looked like some Amish shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I don't like that chair. And we're sitting behind
like
there.
Like, weaved.
Yeah.
I
and we're
see,
sitting in the couch like this with the fucking pointed out. We're just sitting there looking at
it.
The lights are out. And we're drunk, we're stoned, and I'm like, dude, shut the lights off. I want to take pictures.
Hit it over
like
there.
Like in the dark.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, this chair's creepy. It's fucking weird.
This fucking chair is haunted.
So we're sitting
there. Oh, Richard just got in. Richard,
oh, look
at
there. You were talking about your fucking chair, you piece of shit.
Oh, he just left.
Oh.
Fuck you, Richard.
Yeah. So we're sitting, we kill all the lights. It's pitch black in there. Besides, like, the street light outside.
Hold on. Richard, we're talking about the spooky chair story.
Yeah.
The
cock chair you had.
The cock chair.
Fuck him.
All right, fuck it. Let's go.
So, and we're sitting there taking pictures and shit. And, you remember, you weren't ever there at that apartment, were you?
Not the other one, no.
All right, so how it was, it had a big living room, and the kitchen was small, and there was a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And in the hallway was two bedrooms and a bathroom. And right next to the bathroom were two pictures of cocks. Alright?
Roosters.
Yeah. I think it was a double meaning for Richard. I don't know.
Oh, Richard.
And we're taking pictures. I'm looking like for orbs and shit because I'm stupid. And I'm sitting like, look at these motherfucking things. We're catching little bitty ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, there's something here. And we're sitting there and we're just like tweaking out over this shit. And I take a picture of the cocks on the wall.
Cocks
and
on
as
the
soon
wall,
as I
boy.
Did, one of the fucking things fell off the fucking wall. Dude, we jump out the fucking couch, ran outside, and screamed like little bitches. Dude, we were sitting there like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And Billy's sitting there fucking with me, goes, dude, I don't feel right. And I'm like, what? He goes, man.
One of my cocks gone loose. I don't feel right. Dude, okay.
He's sitting there looking at me like, just stoned. I was like, dude, you alright? And he's like, I don't know, man. I feel weird. I feel my face is really hot.
Okay, so I got a fucking good one, for real. This is, like, fucked me up. And I asked my mom about this very recently, actually. Like, if this happened or not. So, a long time ago, like, when I was, like, you know, a little baby. Little baby boy.
Little baby.
I was losing teeth, right?
Baby Coleman.
Yeah, little baby Coleman. You know, losing my baby teeth, right? And, you know, the whole deal with the tooth fairy and shit, you know, they did the whole thing, you know, putting the tooth under the pillow, get some money. I'd find like a dollar
over my pillow. How much did you ever get?
I think I got like a quarter.
Sometimes I get like a quarter or so, and then sometimes, like the older I got like a dollar. I think like the most I got was like $5, and I like was like, holy shit!
Right.
That's a lot of money
for me. I
don't
think I ever got
the fucking ice cream.
I don't think I ever got a buck.
Yeah, basically. If someone was a dollar.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to drop the name, but they said she drops $30 underneath her kid's pillow every time.
The fuck?
$20 and a $10 for a tooth.
Jesus Christ.
Whoever's doing that, please stop.
Yeah.
Or else I'm going to go into your house, go under your kid's fucking bed, and take that money.
Stop.
Anyway, go on. Oh, so
you got the cup right there.
So anyway,
this is a nasty cup.
This was very fuzzy. I don't know if this was real or not. It was weird. It was, I remember there being a fucking... I remember there being like a blue... Like, I was in the living room in Florida. This is back when I lived in Florida. There was like a blue fucking light emitting from my room. My door was open, and there was like a blue light emitting from the room. And I was like walking towards it, but I stopped and I was scared to go in there.
Wait, is this in real life or are you dreaming?
No, this is... This felt very real. I could have swore this was real.
Right.
And like I was like walking towards the light and I stopped and I was scared to go in there. It was like a blue light emitting from the room. And then, settle down! That's right. Anyway, I looked at my mom. My mom said, the tooth fairy is in there. Go see her. And I was like, I'm too scared to. And then I just never went in there. And then like, that's all I remember from that. And then I asked my mom.
I was in there. Like, I mean.
Okay. You know, older me came to the realization it must have been a TV. A fucking bubble TV. You know, those old
school
TVs.
Oh, where it goes blue screen?
Yeah, yeah. That was just on. You know what I mean? Channel 2 or whatever the fuck. And, or Channel 3, I should say. The gaming channel. But, I don't know. I asked my mom.
Right.
I was like, was that, did that fucking happen? And she goes, I don't know what you're talking about.
How old
are
you?
Son of a bitch.
Channel 3 for Ox.
Right. There we go. No, it's Channel 2 for everyone else.
I'm almost 30 years old. Richie White, I didn't say that to you, Richie. I said that to Richard. He's much different.
Richard is a spick.
And he's skinny.
You shave his head. His head looks like an asshole from a pug.
Fucking Dave's watching.
Who?
Dave.
Yeah, he said he would.
Yeah.
Now he is.
I don't know. Like, this live stream's weird. The only consistent people that are watching is fucking Brandon and Richie.
Thank you, guys. Keep it real. But, dude, these drinks ain't half bad, dude. I mean, it doesn't have a beer taste. Scott, you're going to like it.
I'll take a fucking drink. I'll fucking drink it.
It's got the carbonation of a beer.
Yeah.
But
the first drink, because... Even me being used to beer was still kind of like, okay, it's a little bit of a beer taste.
Did you take any of that?
But, yeah.
There's like a lot of malt. It tastes like a Malibu.
That's because...
And then later.
It was just whatever.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're going to be Gucci, so that's all that matters.
What the fuck is this for?
Who's in the fucking chat?
Is that a head of
No, it's... All right. Dave's here. He has poop signal, he says.
Oh!
Poop signal.
So is he staying up there and
he's still in bumfuck Montana?
Dude, the Mexicans are stealing his Wi-Fi, man.
Mexicans.
Damn it, Dave, go beat them up. Beat the Mexicans up. Get your Wi-Fi back. Do it for America.
Yeah, do it for Trump.
Do it for America, Dave.
Woo!
What's up, guys? There is probably a delay on here as well because people.
Did it go off your camera?
Yeah.
Right. Here, because Jason found it. So.
All right.
And he threw it.
I want to join the boss.
What?
The podcast. Richie, you should bring your ass up here, buddy.
Hey, you got that truck now.
You got the truck. You got
Madison.
Do we have fucking Richie in the
cast? Come up, dude.
Yeah. Drive up here. Come on.
Send him the address. Yeah.
We'll see what's up. Cheers.
I ain't gonna say it over
Cheers
there.
To the cast.
Yeah, here you go.
Justin!
Cheers!
Justin!
Respect. You lower your drink in front of Julian.
This is.
Cheers.
Emily bitching on a message.
Yeah, what else is fucking new? No, what? So we did UFO. All right.
What? What happened?
You know, you remember that fucking the shit I told you the movie I was gonna make?
What movie? Yeah.
So I got a few other fucking scripts made up for other shit. I think it would be dope, but I came up with this one. I started looking into like information. God damn it! I can't catch a break.
Well, I mean, you're kind of sinking your fucking couch into the ground.
Hey, and your mom sinks right here on my dick, all right? So, son of a bitch.
Go on. What?
I started doing, like, info on, like, Indian lore. You ever heard of a Wendigo?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Wendigos, and there's also another name for them.
Skinwalker.
Skinwalker. Yeah. That shit was fucking scary. Me and Brandon talked about this for a long time.
Me and Scott had a big debate.
Yeah, me and Brandon.
It was the one night that we
me and
did,
Justin also
Apaches
talked about this.
Won't even mention the shit.
Yeah, if you speak of it, and they know.
Yeah,
and they'll
that's
follow
when
you.
They come to
exactly.
You.
Yep.
It's like fucking GPS, basically. Like,
GPS for the supernatural.
Right.
Yeah.
GPS for the Native Americans.
But no, so yeah, I got a script wrote up for a character that is a Skinwalker Wendigo, but
it's gonna be me.
No, this was literally
legs.
Dude, I don't know. I had to bring it up. I got like three or four fucking stories right up for like character development.
I'll do it.
Just make sure it doesn't follow in line with like Until Dawn or something.
No, dude. So it's like this. Every character
everyone's
got
to be a critic
was a religious zealot from another time period. So like I got one crusader. One Viking pagan Viking, and a bunch of other shit.
Then you got to go with like early on.
All right, Andrew Snyder and
Irish. Brett B.
They're going with one of the hardcore Irish during the fucking the IRA era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not even that. Oh no. You what?
The more
I did it with
Brett Sardiggle.
Sardiggle.
Yeah, that's his name.
Sardiggle. Dude, that could be
Sardiggle.
Welcome.
Hey, you put that down.
And on our left, it's Brett Sardiggle.
Dude, when you said I can't catch a break and then that shit came down, Brandon said that couch can't catch a break.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Also, we need to have Brandon on here physically when he comes down the next
Brandon,
time he does.
Well, I'm. There's a very good chance that I'm going to Texas to visit him in person Memorial Day weekend.
Holy
so I'll be there.
Jesus.
Memorial Day weekend. Steers and queers come from Texas.
Steers and queers.
What?
Texas.
End of May?
What?
End of May? Memorial
Day? End of this month?
No, this week. This next week,
yeah, this
coming up,
okay,
is Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
You should be off Monday.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm always
you're
off
already
Monday.
Off Monday, so
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just means I get paid for it, because it's a paid holiday.
Wait, do you get paid for it?
I do.
I don't think I do.
Ashley Camp is watching.
Memorial Day for me is
Brandon's favorite lady.
Justin's favorite lady.
Yeah,
I keep saying Brett. God dang it. I have this problem where I mix up my friends' names. Don't get it twisted. I'm sorry. Justin's favorite lady.
Yeah. I'm better with money than she is at taking a joke, so.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Because I'm terrible
with
that,
Ashley.
Yeah. I mean, I'm terrible with money to a percent, but.
She goes, you start shit on everything!
Oh my god! Well, it was really me who said something in the first place!
I'm a bitch!
If you look back and you look on there, it literally said,
look
at
the fucking
quote! Yeah. And of course, Adam always has to start something with me. And Adam's
let me tell you something,
or something,
Adam.
And you don't have what Adam has or something. That was her officially starting the war. She can't deny it. It's on there. So she started it. Chelsea started it by tagging me in there in the first place.
Come on, tell me what you think.
Yeah, that's...
What's going on?
What's going on, everybody?
And then the only reason I said something about the women's rights, which, of course, they're all going to get butthurt about, is because I knew they would get butthurt about.
Y'all know.
I love day drinking.
Y'all know he's a fucking troll,
everybody
right?
In the comments agree.
Like, literally.
Cheers.
Now, I mean, I still have my beliefs when it comes to the fucking abortions and shit, but I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, well, fuck you, and, you know, you're a piece of shit
or
whatever.
You know what cracked me up was the whole, you're like, oh, if guys would fucking, you know, they'd be up for the vasectomy thing. I was like, dude, if I had just a light switch on my ball bag and turn it on and off whenever I wanted to, I'd use
I'm
it
sure
like that.
Women would like the same thing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You push a nipple in hard enough and fucking, poof, turns on.
If it were that easy for, it would, like, abortion would never be a problem. No. Ever.
I still think this is where the Thanos thing comes in. If we just have the population,
shut
we wouldn't
the hell
have
up.
A fucking problem.
Fuck Thanos and his idea. It's
same.
Wrong.
It's
flawed.
Fucking
it would
right.
not work.
No, it would work.
No, it won't.
It would work.
How
no,
would it not work?
But, no, no. It
There's
would
so
work.
Many videos I saw where it says it would not work.
How?
It 50% of the population gone, right?
Yes.
Okay. Bam. Do you know how many
airplanes,
more deaths
this,
where
this,
that
this.
Would also
yes,
cause?
But
yes.
That's
but,
not
but
the
what?
Point, though. It would still work. Right.
It would not
still
work. So
let's
say half the population and maybe 0.5% more.
You guys think the world casualties. Is overpopulated, don't you?
Yeah.
Me and Cole actually had this conversation like Friday night.
I think it's going to balance out. And there's already been like backup to that saying that it will.
Put puppy dog pals onto them.
Yeah. You should be all right because we can see the comments here.
So, no, yeah, I think it would work.
Can't tonight, out of gas. I saw
Terminator voice. That.
He said he's out of gas.
No. That reminds me of a video that just recently came up. You guys saw that video of Arnold Schwarzenegger getting dropped?
Get dropped, did not move.
He yeah. barely moved. Everyone was like,
dude, he's like almost 80. All right?
Yeah, he was 71.
Like a brick fucking shit house.
He's 71-year-old senior citizen, right? And everyone's saying, like, that guy should get punished for hitting a senior citizen. I'm like, I agree. He's a piece of shit.
No,
but
I think
this
guy shouldn't get punished.
Here, well, listen here. Jesse!
Oh shit.
Jesse! Yeah!
Is the whole Nickel Clan on this fucking thing? What
Nickel
are you
clan.
Sean now?
Fucking Emily's been gone now. All she wanted to come in. All she wanted to do was come in here on this post, roast Justin, and leave. Emily did her fucking part. Now Chelsea's here to do the same. It would work. Fuck you, Marcus, and the horse you rode in on, you faggot. It would not work.
Don't do it. You're gonna get fucking butthurt, Scott. He's gonna come at you.
You know he will. He did last time.
Marcus is cool. I'll have him come up here.
He's cool? It doesn't seem like
no, he's
cool.
Cool.
Asshole. You were a dick last time. I'm here for a second. Bring Jason to the city.
Hey, he's okay. Busy watching Puppy Dog Pals.
It keeps...
Oh, shit.
I don't know why it keeps doing that.
Find Justin's ugly mug.
You be nice to Marcus.
See, he's chilling.
Yeah, he's chill.
Oh god.
Look at that.
Yeah. That shit stain on a for a mustache. Yeah. Squish.
Okay.
But anyway.
Stop fucking dicking around.
Where's my other lock on that, man?
He's my brother. Wait, what were we saying?
He has a different last name. Fuck out of here.
Who?
Oh, he doesn't. It should be both Garvin.
Are they? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dude, Blues whooped ass today.
Who gives a fuck? They're gonna
Everybody
fucking lose.
Fuck.
If Brett's on here, the Blues fucking suck. You know it.
They're awesome.
I'm gonna cut it.
Why?
Because
why?
I'm just gonna cut it.
Cut what?
The life piece.
Why?
Why?
Quit being a bitch, dude.
What are they?
It's gonna make it me want to do it more.
What is he saying?
I'll flick this right at you.
Was that gonna stop me?
I don't know.
Really?
What are they
what?
Saying?
Just quit being so sensitive, man. It's fine.
I don't know who this fucking guy is.
Calm down.
Well, yeah, we've never... Well, I haven't met him.
Goddamn fucking mouth.
You'd be alright.
And that fucking broad Sarah.
And
I don't fucking know you either.
Oh, you weren't here when she came. Never mind.
You kind of kissed her once.
Oh,
really?
That.
Yeah. Like, wait,
call girl, that
you're
one.
All drunk.
Probably was.
I don't remember it, so
I
never
was drinking.
Shit-based.
I was
then you were living at your dad's at the time.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, you not remember
factor.
That fucking night?
No, I do not. Because
your granny came up to the fucking door, and we all hit a fucking
I remember
like
that,
June.
Because it was the morning
the
after.
The morning after, yeah. It was that same day, though.
I said I was going to break her neck or something stupid.
What?
You remember that?
Yeah.
Jesus.
She's like, in this fucking karate shop really hard. Kaya!
That was...
Run away.
That ain't funny anymore because she's dead. But I mean,
goddamn, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. But I mean, still though, she
rest
was awesome.
Rest in peace, Granny. Here's
rest
to you.
Rest in peace, Grandma. Yeah.
Scott said he's gonna kill you once.
kind of weird. Joke. She's
no, because that's where I remember sitting there, like, I remember we were hiding like fucking Jews in the attic in here. Like, what the fuck? And I remember her going, Scott! And we're like, shh, on the other side of your door, and we're holding the fucking thing shut. And we remember, I remember her fucking going to the door and like,
she's jiggling it, trying to get in.
And we're like, shh.
Fucking crinkling a bag of chips. You know, you're hiding from the fucking Nazis and shit.
And I think what bad for about 20 minutes, she fucking, I don't know, she has dropped something off, or,
yeah, she probably did.
Something like that. I don't know what, dude, she was there early in the fucking morning, and we had stopped drinking at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's the way she fucking
and then we're
goes.
Like, all right, we gotta go.
The
we
way
gotta
she fucking
dip.
Goes, I tell you.
But, what the fuck were we on? I forgot what we were on. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm trying to get this lock to work.
What's up?
But okay, this should work now. I think I figured out what was wrong with it before.
UFO, yeah, we did UFOs. The whole Bigfoot thing. That was another one. What?
There.
Yo mama.
There you go.
Yo mama. Yo mama. Oh, shit.
Come so, on. Hey, over here.
What are we at, 36 minutes?
Alright, let me think of one real quick. I've had a few on my head before, thinking about this now. What are your guys' views on,
nipple tassels?
What'd you, nay or yay? How would you guys want, to think about, what was it, back in medieval times when they were burning the, they were stopping science from happening? What was that, the...
Dark Ages.
The Dark Ages. Would you rather it possibly still happen, or would you rather it not have happened and see where we are?
They were burning shit.
Now. They yeah. were like, they were literally...
They would still be stuck in the goddamn Stone Ages if that was still going on.
No. Well, I'm saying, would you rather of it have happened or not happened?
Probably not, because we're in the fucking future.
Right, but do you think that us as a society would be able to handle, like, in its current state, be able to handle technology that's 500 years, like, further?
Yeah.
Right
I
now.
Think, yeah. So just, yeah, we just...
I mean, look
pushed,
at
what... We've been pushed up, yeah, a couple hundred years.
That's
further,
what I'm saying.
You know?
But, I mean, you see how people
have
are handling technology
right
now.
Wasn't for them cocksuckers.
I mean, look at it how it is now, though. You have people...
It's like
since the internet came out.
You remember
you have
that,
idiots. I mean, just
that,
complete
that
morons.
Family Guy episode? And they're, Brian and Siri are going through, like, the time...
When he made,
time,
like, the...
And, like, oh, this is the era of time where religion
right.
doesn't fucking exist.
Yeah.
They're all flying cars and...
Right.
Fucking, like, the
and
Jetsons
like,
or some shit.
That's whenever fucking Quagmire, he's, like, comes out of the house and he has AIDS. And he's like, oh, here's my NyQuil and AIDS or whatever. And just takes it and it's all gone.
No,
I mean, but that's the thing, though. Once you advance so much of science, the difference is...
I think
this is
be.
When population grows out of control. Because you take an age of where people can live to, and you add on 20, 30 years from where it already is now.
Yeah. Well,
this is
when
people are going to live too long.
All right. You remember the whole... You remember back in the, like, early 2000s how people were against, like, stem cell research?
Right.
And now, you know, that's, like, how they're... Like major fucking wounds, they use like in skin grafts. They use stem cells,
right? And
they
use.
But
then,
for back then, it was they didn't know what to do, and they were taking that of aborted fetuses.
Uh huh.
And now they get it from like the placenta sac or
something
like
yeah,
that.
Something like that.
And they use the stem cells out
yeah,
of there.
Yeah, you remember that shit on South Park where he like cracks the baby in half, and then he's like, and you're like, what the fuck? Like Jesus Christ.
No,
leave it play
like that, dude. If it wasn't for that, we would have been 20, 30 years ahead of stem cell research, and we're from where we're at now, you know?
But, I mean, that's the difference. Okay, so the idea for this would be you're extending life in certain situations past a level of where it probably shouldn't be. Like, for older people, even.
Right.
You know, people that get, like, you know, they're, like, 80, 90 years old, and you're going to extend it another 20, 30, 40 possible years out, 120 years old or older.
Right.
And then that's draining more resources. And everybody's complaining now. Well, now you're not going to put babies into fucking, you know, homes and stuff. They're going to go out and not have people to raise them. And they're thinking that's going to help population. But at this point now, other people are saying, oh, well, we need to be able to cure cancer and do all this. And it's cool. It's like,
yeah,
do it. Yeah, I mean, it'd be great. Cure kids.
I said, we're only just nicking the fucking, the top half of the stem cell research.
Right.
You know, like I said, like what? All right, you ever hear about Steve-O? And he got covered about 60% of his body in burns a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And they used stem cells to help him fucking skin graft.
Yeah.
And it fucking worked out fucking great for him.
Well, yeah, he doesn't even look like he has anything right now.
No,
like,
yeah. Wise, he's fucking great now.
All
right. And dude, did I tell you fucking about Wee Man?
Selling all his shit.
Scott, you hear about that? You remember Wee Man from Jackass? He sold his house and all his belongings and bought a conversion van to live in and live down there at the fucking, what is it, like Venice Beach. And he could drive anywhere and skate anywhere he wants.
Hmm.
You know, and that's pretty much what he's got, like a bed. Yeah. He's got like a bed. And,
what are you going on about that?
What is that? Oh, it's Jay's.
What are they going on about?
What are they saying? Hey, Scott, just tap the screen one time. Because it should just, like, blend away.
No, if you swipe comments to the right.
Is it to the right?
Yeah, it's to the right or left or something. You just have to grab the comments and you fling them to the other side of the screen and they disappear.
I don't know. I don't meet anyone like that.
Right.
So many hoes on that fucking
there is.
Site.
It's so bad.
Jesus Christ. Hoes and bots, dude.
I used to actually... Okay, so PLF, for example. I used to get on that, and I actually went on a few dates from that site. Now, it's not, like, it's terrible. Like, all the sites are awful now.
Well, even POF and fucking Meet Me, dude, I can't fucking get on fucking Meet Me without getting 6 or 7 messages from bots. Like, oh, here's a titty pic, and it's like, oh, come here for my Snapchat, and here's my phone number. And it's not a real phone number, it's like an 867 number.
I've had some people, like, message my phone from an email.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that happen, and I'm like,
There's a bunch of them. It's like, nah, I don't fuck around with that shit anymore.
I might have been born during the fucking.
But
yesterday.
Bots are getting good now to the point where, like, I can show you some of the messages where it's like, oh, this sounds like a legit fucking person talking. And it'll go like,
well, that's why you'll have some people.
Oh, here's my Snapchat, and this is like,
some people will send the things, and they're like, I mean, you've seen some of the ones where they have, the messages from even TAP, the local trucker group or whatever, that does that against truckers against predators.
Yeah, no, sure.
Well, it's the one on St. Louis where they do the same thing as Chris Hansen, basically.
Yeah.
And
Chris
go out
Hansen.
And they set these people
up. Why don't
you
sit down and have a seat?
But.
You heard that guy fucked up?
Yeah, it's like taxes or some shit.
Yeah.
He got arrested. I'm pretty sure he's in prison or something like that. Or just
serving. Oh my god, that poor fucking guy then. Think about it. You know, remember how fucked up that'd be, him going to prison and be like, hey, you remember us? You got us thrown in jail,
probably,
you son of a bitch.
He'd probably have more people backing him than not, because half the people don't like the fucking pedophiles in prison, so. Plus, he wouldn't go, all the pedophiles are put off in separate areas.
Right.
You know, for safety and shit.
Oh, man, this is a fucking liar.
Why is it? Just worked for me, so.
But, come on. Now, hey, there's a lighter right on top of that fucking thing I just threw in there. There's actual, lighter.
This one?
Maybe.
Yes. Yep. That was one that I lost. I didn't know where that one went.
But
Bubba.
We got the new setup here. I moved shit around, seeing everyone's probably wondering what the fuck happened to the original setup. I think this looks a little bit better. We got the fucking horror classics and a Pulp Fiction one right here. You know, give us a little bit more walking room.
It actually, it opened up all this area, like a big L, basically. It opened up all that.
And fucking, dude, what time were you going to get done doing that till 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yo, I was late as shit. We were cleaning up all of Brittany's old shit that she left underneath the couches, and
I still got shit to burn. Fuck, if anything, we'll go out there and burn that shit later tonight.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Burn some more fucking books. Not Nazi style, but not because of that, but, you know.
So let me think of this. What would you rather have not exist if it was only two? You only have one option. One has to exist and one has to not exist anymore. Fiction or non-fiction writing?
fuck, dude. I don't know, because without fucking fiction, we wouldn't have no imagination.
Right.
There'd be no movies.
But with nonfiction, we wouldn't be able to put down...
That, you wouldn't have no fucking music.
We would have no history. We couldn't write down any of our history, because it would be nonfiction writing.
No records.
Right.
That's a dumb question, dude. What the fuck?
I mean, makes your fucking brain think, though. What about you, Scott?
No, because you're fucked either way. No matter how you look at it. Because either, like I said, you lose all your entertainment or you lose all your history.
I mean, it all depends on what people consider fiction or nonfiction. I mean,
this is actually a good one. They did a movie like this. You remember The Invention of Lying? With Ricky Gervais?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Pretty much he lived in a world like today, but no one knows how to lie. If you think about it, storytelling, it's just a lie.
Well, right, right.
But, so they would make, like, he was a writer, and what he would do was, like, make movies out of history. And it's like, they'd sit down in front of a camera and, like, this is what happened in the Dark Ages. Blah, 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 the Black Plague, blah, 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 you know, they wouldn't ever act it out or anything like
that. So at that point, politics would be, like, the greatest thing ever, because nobody would be able to fucking lie.
Pretty much. But it even gets down to, like, the mundane thing, so... He went on a date in the fucking movie with this chick, and he goes, she goes, honestly, I'm looking for somebody to have that has good genetics that would give me a baby that has, you know, such and such hair and such eyes, but you're kind of fat and chunky and big cheeks, and I don't like that. And he's like, oh, okay.
Huh?
And she's like, and she goes, yeah, I probably don't plan on calling you ever after this date. It's like, yeah, it's like, jeez. It's brutal, dude. It's a fucking funny ass movie. It was on Netflix, like, ever.
I mean, it was good. It would get... Yeah, that's... that's kind of crazy. Or even... What? Fucking Equilibrium. What they do with the...
Is that the one with fucking... I don't think I've ever seen that. Is that the one with
Christian Bale? Christian Bale.
I've seen the fight scenes, and I've seen... Right. Pretty fucking brutal.
The movie is great alone. It has a great concept.
The only reason that movie did so bad was because it released, like, the same month as Matrix.
Yeah.
The first Matrix.
Which, if you look back at it, Equilibrium, it was a fantastic... Like, the idea of it was great. It was kind of like the same idea with that one with the vampire movie with all the vampires take over, basically.
Oh, Daybreaker?
Daybreaker, yeah. Fantastic movie. The whole idea of it was awesome.
Honestly, that was one I didn't care for. Because it was like, oh, there's a starvation thing going on, and they're drinking other vampires' blood. They're drinking their own blood and turning into fucking cannibals, and they're like, you know, fucking...
Well, no, the thing is if they don't drink... If they don't drink human blood, or if they don't have human blood for long enough, they turn into these, like, reverse things of vampires, where they're, like, more bat-like, you know?
Yeah.
They attack anything. They attack, you know, other vampires. Basically, it was almost like Blade 2.
They got Blade 2 on Amazon Prime right now. I almost thought about watching it.
Yeah.
They have all three of them, actually.
I know. I've been watching, I watched the first one.
The second was so good, dude.
It was.
Better than the first and third.
Well, the first one I liked for the most part because the idea was sort of an original, and it also went back more to, like, the Vampire Order, you know? But then the second one, when they brought in, I mean, the actors alone, I mean, they killed it in the movie.
All right, hold on, here. Blade 2 or the first Underworld?
Ooh.
Dude, I didn't even do the second Underworld, because the second Underworld was fucking bad.
Honestly, I don't think... The only Underworld movie I did not like was the newest one.
Oh, Blood Wars? There's like five of them now. After the third one, it got stupid.
Yeah.
After she decided to have a kid and shit, it was like...
But, like, I did like the idea of, like, the werewolves versus vampires. Like, that was a cool concept.
Well, his brother... Was his brother?
Because they were the original
vampires.
Was a
werewolf?
Yeah.
I think one of his the dude, main guy's brothers was a werewolf.
It was in the second or third movie. It had the old guy. He was the original. But yeah, the original one, it was basically...
Yeah, I forgot about that. We got about 10 minutes left on this one.
And then the original mortal was bitten... Or no. Something happened basically with this two sons. One was the werewolf that was uncontrollable rage, basically.
Right.
And the other one was the first vampire.
Right.
And then they both had to, and then from there, it spread out like an infection, basically. You know what I mean? Yeah. Him by, they had to lock up the brother because he was infecting everybody.
Yeah, he was causing werewolves, and that was, the whole fucking war and all that. Yeah. Or, you know, for the longest time, when I remember watching the first one, the bad guy in the first one, I always thought that was, like, Rob Zombie.
Oh, okay, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the guy, Lucian, whatever.
Lucian. Yeah. But that, even the one when they went back to his story of whenever he was
enslaved. That was a good one.
I like that. That was a great, you know, that was a great pre-era.
Well, yeah, because that gave him more backstory, like why everything was the same. Here, take that.
Because of how the first movie went. How him just getting shot, and then they kind of based it off that, you know.
Bulu, not a bad fucking drink. I suggest getting it. They got it at Corral Liquors in Wood River.
Definitely.
Kind of fucking expensive, but it's like, what I say, $11 and change for a 4-pack.
I mean, if you're pre-drinking before you go to the bar and you want to get something that's...
It's a wheat beer with pineapple and coconut.
Basically, I mean, it tastes 5.5. It's almost like coconut water, kind of.
Thank you. But
better tasting.
Yeah, it's like it's a 5.5 alcohol volume. So it'll take a few to get you fucked up. Me, it'll probably take about 4 cases for me to get fucked up on it. So, but I'm drinking this other one.
Okay.
Still cold. God damn.
There you go.
I'm going to keep these cans. I'm going to keep one of these cans, though. I shouldn't even drink this. I still got my Eagles.
You can buy some more, though.
Yeah. Mm. I got my Eagles.
This is going to do well.
Bud Light can still.
This will do well when it comes to people who drink, like, that kind of beer out there. The, like, IPAs and shit and all that.
I've never had anything from Boulevard Brewing Company.
Boulevard Brewing Company. Yeah. They're the ones who did...
They're in Kansas City. Like, yeah, well, look at the
that's box another thing.
Brewed in Kansas City.
Yeah, well, it says I'm here too.
Yeah, made we'll in Kansas box City too.
We need to go to the fucking tap house sometime.
The fuck is that?
Or the tap room. There's over a, in St. Louis.
There's a place up here. I don't know. It's a beer, not a beer garden. It's a brew house.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what kind of beers they do, but it's right up the road.
Well, Smart said he goes to one too. There's one over in
Well, Smart's gay. No one likes
Smart. Him and Spammy go there all the time. They go there. They eat. You know, get some drinks because they have a pretty good amount of beer. You know,
right.
Tap wise. But the place I went there one time, the tap room over in St. Louis, it was like a going away party. I think for Matt Jameson, possibly. We went to the military, something like that. We had went there and they had mead.
And
it's
like, dude, try that.
It's cool.
It's gotta be fucking like.
It's like 15%.
It's gotta be like homemade shit.
And it's not, I don't know how they. I think they make it there.
All right, I'm
pretty sure. But dude, it is. It's fantastic.
But the thing is, dude, for me, because I looked into making it, because all it is just you put your yeast and whatever fucking shit, and you let it sit for like a year.
Right, kind of like how wine, you know, making wine.
And it burps. Then you put this thing in there. They got them on Amazon, and it burps itself. So instead of like poof, and you.
Right.
Every
right.
like oh so often, it goes through this thing and burps out the whatever like carbon or
right,
monoxide
right.
or I don't know what it is.
Jeez.
So yeah, no, yeah, I've always wanted to try that.
It's I'm telling you, man, we'll have to go sometime.
Yeah. Sounds expensive though.
No, it's not too bad. I mean, if you probably drink beforehand, you know, and then you go there afterwards, that's what we did. I think pretty sure we pre-drank beforehand. We had like
right.
a couple drinks or whatever. But I mean, it's.
Time I shoot.
It's definitely probably. I think I probably spent
$40
there for me to drink. You know, so.
I didn't tell you. So the benefit was yesterday,
right,
bro? So when I got there,
second,
apparently,
I had money to go.
Apparently they. I didn't even get. I wasn't even able to fucking put in for the AR.
Yeah.
Because they like as soon as the doors open, they auction it off pretty fucking quick.
Right, right.
And the guy got the gun and $500.
Oh, so they did both?
Yeah. Or oh. I think the guy won both.
I thought it was supposed to be
one.
But
he gave half
the
money. He gave $250 to Kim and kept the other half. So, dude, they had a barrel of liquor. Like
a wood barrel?
No, it was. They called it a barrel of liquor. It was pretty much one of those big coolers, about like that. 30 or 40 bottles of booze they were going to auction off. Oh,
jeez.
My fuck. And they said, look, we'll sell you your arm's length of tickets for $10.
Huh.
So, we found the tallest motherfucker there, which was, like, Denver, between Denver and Zach. We had Denver buy, like, $30 worth of fucking arm length tickets.
Where did
you go, because Denver's about, he's about my height, he's about 6'4", 6'5",
right.
But I think my arms ain't,
right, right, right.
I was like, so if I did this, if from fingertip to fingertip going across the chest. I wonder, like, how much that would have cost, you know, going across the chest. And I imagine it'd be like, I don't know, $45
probably.
But yeah, oh yeah, I was. They did the drawing, and as soon as it went, everyone kind of dipped out because it was just. They had a bunch of shit there. They were auctioning off, like AutoZone parts, tattoo certificates. Stuff with kids. It was pretty. It was interesting.
I mean, it's good that you know.
So for a biker place, I did feel out of place because I mean there was a majority of them that were all bikers.
Right, right.
So it was like I rolled up in a fucking Lincoln. They're rolling up on fucking Harleys and shit. And that's like, fuck.
All right, so okay, I got a good one right now.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
We could save it for...
If it came down to... You have to be in a war that had boots on ground. What war?
Alright.
Scott might like this one.
What, are we talking same age weapons also?
Where'd it go?
Last 150 years.
Where'd it go? Go find it.
It's over there. So I can use weapons from like today and like World War II?
I'd probably say... Or are you saying
if I was to drop into World War II,
you'd be using
the Thompson?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's it.
All right.
Go find it.
I'd say War of 1812. No. French and Indian War. I'd take some French out.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'd go older. I'd go old. Just because if I went in with the knowledge that I know.
Oh, right, right.
I think that would help.
Dare. Well, yeah.
Especially something like that.
Well, knowing how everything turned out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you found it.
But it's a big war, but it's not going to be, like, world-changing.
Okay, well, also, let's add this in there as well. Okay, so you drop into the war.
Where'd it go?
You don't know what period you're dropping in at, but you have all the knowledge that you know now.
In the last 300 years.
So you could drop into, like, the shittiest battle where, like, your side loses. Even you know it's coming.
It'd be like
World War II. You know, you drop into fucking even if you're like, say you'd be on like the German side or something, but you drop in on D-Day,
like, or Stalingrad.
Right, right. You know what's coming, and it's like, okay, do I stick out long enough and let them know this is how it's gonna go, and maybe they try to beef up their side or something, or.
Okay.
I mean, they did savage shit. I mean, like you said, with the rats, you know, they were like infecting rats, and I mean, you know.
Well, that's what like the French and Indians were. Then when they're trying to get rid of Indians, they were passing out blankets covered in SARS.
Smallpox. Well, yeah, you remember Assassin's Creed 3? You know, even to top on of that, they had what was the one? Or Stalingrad. I was watching the Enemy at the Gate.
Such a good movie.
It's fucking awesome. But I was watching that, and at the beginning, they're like, here, the guy's on the, announcing it over the thing with this little fucking, whatever they call them, bullhorns, but they're not bullhorns, you know, back then. But he's like, basically, all right, well, one guy takes the gun. The other one gets the ammo.
The ammo, yeah.
When the first guy goes down, the second guy picks up the gun.
Oh, the ammo.
And then everybody who was retreating, because you had people jumping off the boats on the way over there crossing the river. They're shooting
for dessert.
Right then and there. Just immediately, boom, boom, boom. You know, they'd be cowering. They wouldn't get off the boat. They'd shoot them in the boat.
That was a fucking, That was the fucking Russians, man.
I'm telling you, man.
They weren't settling for that shit.
No, exactly.
But like I said, I sent some music videos in our chat the other day, and one was from Sabaton. Dude, if you ain't heard of Sabaton, and you like metal, it's a power metal band, but they sing about like old battles.
Yeah.
And they did one called Night Witches, and it was about the air squadron of Russian that was made up of nothing but women.
Uh huh. Oh, I see. I know what you're talking about. Because they fucking they had like a humongous fucking
night raids and shit. They go in and just piss on everything, right, dude.
There was another thing. Like, there was another woman squad that was
a minute.
They're ground infantry. But.
Well, we'll continue this later.
Kill
the recording cast.
Give me that.
Oh shit! I got a message too. All right. Well, we're out for right now. We'll kill the cast. We'll be back later.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Oh, come on. Yeah, go ahead, kill it.